The host is proudly brought to you by the Tshwane Automotive Special Economic Zone, TASSET, every Tuesday evening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. only on 4DFM 88.2.
Growing South Africa's economy begins with uplifting local communities. This includes creating employment opportunities for communities in the city of Tshwane and the larger Gauteng province. The Tshwane Automotive Special Economic Zone provides an investor-friendly business environment. Our Special Economic Zone is perfectly placed to provide investors with a wide range of offerings to help their businesses flourish. TASSES, Africa's first automotive city.
You are listening to Quad FM, Diaspora's number one. Chat to us on WhatsApp 064-119-6071.
Well, that is good evening to you. If you're on your way from work, this is the host. I'm Mokadie, and I'm standing in tonight for Poplar, who is unfortunately away, but he will join you next week. So don't go anywhere tonight. We, on the current affairs segment, we're unpacking issues shaping our economy and our communities and the future of the work in South Africa.
The host is proudly brought to you by the Tshwane Automotive Special Economic Zone, TASSET, every Tuesday evening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. only on 4DFM 88.2.
From industrial development and job creation to transformation and local opportunity, we ask the questions that matter and break down what these developments really mean for you. Stay tuned. This is the Terrific Tuesday, where we move beyond headlines and get into the substances. Now, staying with the issues of economic development and job creations, we turn our attention to Tshwane Automotive Special Economic Zone, otherwise known as TASSES. So the Tshwane Automotive Special Economic Zone is South Africa's hub for automotive innovation, growth, and transformation. Its mission is to attract manufacturers, suppliers, and supporting industries, creating jobs and social economic impact while supporting SMEs and township businesses. Tonight, we explore the Enterprise and Supplier Development Program, a key driver for inclusion and industrial growth. Well, tonight with us is Mr. Sibusiso Kuswayo. He's a Senior Enterprise Developer Manager at TASSES. Well, good evening and welcome to Port FM 88.2. This is the host tonight with you, sir. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Yes, good evening, Mokadine, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for welcoming me. It's good to be here. Nice to you, by the way.
That's amazing, hey?
Yes, it is really
amazing. We love amazing things. Mm. So let's just jump right in there, Sibusiso. To start with, what is the core purpose of the Enterprise and Supplier Development Program at TASSES? Mm. And how does it support your vision and of your economic growth and transformation?
Yes, thank you. That's a loaded question.
Yes.
Well, I'll start by saying our aim here, Enterprise and Supplier Development, basically is just to create opportunities for MSMEs. Now we've changed. It's no more SMMEs.
Yes.
It's called MSMEs.
Okay.
And give opportunities within the automotive sector. But because we are a zone in SEZ, which is a special economic zone, which are normally established under the Act number 16 of 2014. So we do turnkey. So we create opportunities during construction because we will construct the industry, the industrial part of the TASSES. That's the construction. And then we create opportunities for SMEs. And then we do the maintenance, which is now where we are running the zone, where we have tenants. We are anchored by Ford. And then we have your tier one suppliers, which are multinationals, and some are black empowered.
You have quite a lot of tenants.
Yes.
So the Gauteng Premier has made job creation the cornerstone of the province's growth strategy. How does it work being done, you know, how does it work at TASSES, especially through Enterprise and Supply Development? Translate that policy commitment into real jobs and opportunities for our local communities.
Yes. So as I said to you when we started, that there's part, the first part, which is construction.
Mm.
So during construction, for example, in our phase one, there were over 5,000 jobs that were created under construction, and also about 3,400 people or more benefited directly from employment within the zone. But what is also critical for us are the packages that we were able to offer SMMEs during construction, which will be around 229 SMMEs benefited, and about 265 packages were issued. Now, this is significant because those stats of people that benefit during that construction, you know, are never counted. But it's exactly addressing what the MEC is saying: how do we create employment? And then post the construction, which is exactly why TASES then has to exist, is when now we create opportunities during maintenance of the zone. So we create opportunities for your technical teams, MSMEs, in the HVAC, in your utilities, in different maintenance within the zone. And that's exactly what also creates opportunities. Where we are heading to, where it's exciting for us, is when now we create opportunities for MSMEs in the automotive, you know, like your tier one suppliers. How do we get to align the MSMEs into benefiting from the tenants in the zone? And that's where really is where we're heading to. Taking into consideration, we are still a new baby, and we are crawling at the same time trying to run. But those are the opportunities that we are looking at. What we've also been successful in doing is really opening up opportunities in the aftermarket. Some projects that we've implemented that really have an impact into MSMEs around our targeted area, because we can't just focus on Tshwane alone, because we are owned by three spheres of government. We are owned by the city of Tshwane. We are owned by the Gauteng Department of Economic Development, as well as the DTIC, who is the custodian of SEZ DTIC. So we can't really only focus on one area. We have to focus nationally so that we create opportunities for MSMEs.
Exactly, because you know, government is the what and the why, and TASES come in and you come and show us the how.
Yes.
So can we unpack that? Specific examples, if you can, if you're allowed to mention names and all that, but the business, but to overcome the barriers such as access to finances, technology, and you know, industry certifications, give us the how. Give us the how and how to do that.
Yeah, so I think in real time, like practically, what happens is that you have a gap between what the MSME can provide and what the market is expecting. And how do you bridge that gap? And that's the challenge we're finding in the automotive, is that you've got an MSME that can produce something, but can they produce that product into the level that is required by the end user, the person that they're going to supply the service to? And now, as Tas says, I think we need to fit in into that gap of addressing what the client wants, which is your tenant, and what the MSME can do, and how do we bridge with partnership, in partnership with people that understand the need of the tenant, as well as can bridge that gap so that they can meet the quality and consistency. Because those two things are the two things that give an opportunity to MSME. You have to have the right quality so that the person that you are supplying the service to is able to use you as a supplier, because you can meet the quality. But also, are you consistent in what you're doing? Yeah, so I think that is what is a big challenge. What we found, for example, we participated in one of the projects, which is an aftermarket project, which is your last mile project, which I'm very proud of, where we trained about 100 young people. And out of the 100, about 20 of them then got the starter pack of them starting. It's an electrical scooter delivery concept. And I can tell you, out of the 20, we were getting some reports of some of the MSMEs who have grown their turnover, for quadruple them. I know there's one who is actually from yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, who has increased his turnover from 100,000 to over 1 million rand, based on the support that TASES did. And that's just one part, and that we can just verify and showcase what we've done. And at the same time, I would say there are challenges when it comes to how do we create opportunities for MSMEs in actually the production of cars. And that's the challenge, not just for TASES, but it's a collaborative challenge that we need to do together with other entities or companies that are doing support, so that we are able to one day say there is a proudly South African black-owned a tier one supplier. And that is not an easy task, by the way.
And in naming all that amazing stuff, would you still agree that South Africa is still currently in an automotive industry specifically where local productions, is it still declining or do we have high import penetration? What is happening? What's your feeling on that?
I think the automotive sector, in not just in South Africa in general, is just going through a bit of a difficult time. And I always, I think in our discussions, we always say people think the tariffs are the cause of it. I think it's just the new EVs or electronic vehicles that are coming in, they are creating havoc in the market, either good or bad, because what happens is now there is there are more options for the end user consumers, both local and international. And the challenge is how do we both the producers, the traditional producers in South Africa are aligning to the new trends, and how can we as government and support we support what we currently have so that we don't lose the jobs that are currently there, mm-hmm. but also enhance opportunities for jobs. So I wouldn't say it's just a South African phenomenon, but it's just a world phenomenon in the automotive sector. Yes. And we are all adjusting. I think people in my age will probably find it difficult to buy an EV car. I still want to fill that engine my way. So you find that what they call them ICE, we still are interested in those cars. It's just, you know, the part of the economy or part of changes, technology changes that are happening, and how do we adapt to it. But I think we could be a leader in Africa, as South Africa, so that we can open up opportunities in other African countries. But we need to lead on how the new way of participating in the automotive sector, we lead in that. Then we should be good.
So Africa is part of global conversations, and mm-hmm. that's what I like, Sibusiso.
Yes.
No longer are we just sitting back and we're waiting for updates, you know.
Yes.
So I'm happy we are moving forward.
Yes.
In that essence, you know, with all the challenges that's coming up, I want you just to expound a little bit on your last mile project.
Mm.
So would this project still be, you know, necessary when we're looking at EV, you know, electronics, you know? I want to see the balance in between that.
Yes. So the last mile, maybe you didn't hear me there, because the motorbikes that are used are electrical motor vehicles.
Okay.
And what it has created are other opportunities that's coming to that. Your battery starting charging station, you're looking at the maintenance of these bikes, and then also with the issue of your... your last mile, your product sent to the end user, the opportunity of your center where instead of getting products from the airport, now they can be centrally in a bulk sent into a township, and then you can distribute from there using electrical vehicle. But also it creates technological opportunities for the youth to come up with concepts of what is best for our future, to enhance connectivity, to enhance delivery to the end user. So we are, with this last mile project, it has really opened up a lot of opportunities. I even know that they've also done your Uber type of, your Uber concept.
I've seen
of electric. You've seen it, yes.
I've seen that.
So it's how now, when you have an environmental function or conference in South Africa, wouldn't it be nice that those electric vehicles are the ones that pick up people who are coming for environmental? Because we are also, we need to also comply with it's called SAM 35, which is the South African Automotive Master Plan 2035. But if you are a Christian, then you like it because it says SAM 35. And that is also driving your green economy. It's the future. We have to adapt. But now, how do you become the front runner in that? And we believe that we are in the position to create opportunities in South Africa, but also open up opportunities in Africa as a whole.
Yeah, because we obviously want to be part of that greater big plan, you know, to keep it green and making sure that our footprint, you know, is phenomenally reduced.
Yes.
And now they say with the electric cars coming in, we're not so sure if that's going to happen. With AI, we're not so sure because it uses a whole lot of energy in the background.
100%.
But it does. So companies like Taziz, you know, we're going to comply, like you said. And we want to make sure we are green. How is Taziz collaborating with OEMs?
Okay, so I think we are still in the initial stage. I think OEMs belong under a certain membership, your NAMSA and your NACAM for the ones that are in the component supply, your tier one suppliers. We are still in our early stages of collaborating, finding opportunities. But one thing that we don't want to do is we don't want to almost impose to the OEMs what we have and say, correct, you need it. So it's how it's firstly, how do we research what the OEMs are looking for and see the gaps that are there? And they say, this is what we are requiring from a supplier. And then from our side is now, how do we empower the supplier so that when an OEM says, I'm looking for a supplier with this following compliance issues and production, we are able to say this supplier has gone through training. They've got all the necessary qualifications or expertise to meet your demand. And then we can align that. So this is a longer term project because to be a tier one supplier, it's very easy to mention tier one, but once you zoom into it and you understand the compliance issues, the penalty issues, the issues of supplying on time, it's not an easy, something that you can just wake up and say, I'll be a tier one supplier. There is a process that you go through, and that process requires patience, and it requires you to be on top of your game so that you are able to be recognized and be and eventually get an opportunity.
We're living in a world of being compliant always. Yes. But what kind of skills development do you have, mentorship programs or, you know, with regard to technology transfer? Mm. Do you provide any other stuff to ensure that these businesses, they stay competitive and sustainable?
Well, I think one of the programs that we do as part of our mandate, so there's what you call your annual performance plans, where you have to mentor MSMEs in the automotive sector. We do that. So you do mentor MSMEs. This name is still a bit tricky because we are used to SMEs.
We are so
yes. Yeah. So we do mentorship and coaching in the automotive sector, but we collaborate with other entities. We know we engage with AIDC on how we can find each other so that we are able to execute incubation centers. We are trying to also partner with them in an auto hub concept, which is really executed by AIDC. But as part of TASES, we want to also, within our targeted area, implement such auto hubs where it brings in your traditionally non-compliant mechanics and we can make them to be RMI accredited. Then they are able to trade within the mainstream economy of automotive in the aftermarket space. So those are the interventions that we do currently. We are still looking to do the big ones where we now do black industrialists who would really participate in the automotive. And that is a process that we have to take time to do it so that we do it correctly the first time.
There's a whole lot of things that needs to be done.
Yes.
But I always want to go back into our education system where we still lack students studying engineering, students studying that mechanical engineering, you know.
Yes.
Where's the gap? Do you understand? Do you know where the gap, where did it start? When did it stop for us, you know, where our students say, you know what, I actually want to go into this field.
Yes. I don't know whether I can tell you when it stopped.
But you could feel it.
I think I can just talk to you how we are trying to handle the issue of skills, because we, as part of the DTIC, we have created, I think it's first in all the SEZs in South Africa. It's called our training academy. It's TASES Training Academy, which is your TTA, that has just been capacitated to with the relevant skilled people who are going to find collaboration with your universities. I know we've got MOU with your TUT.
Yes.
We've got also your Pretoria North TVET College that we also in partnership with. We're looking at different universities so that we are able to say, guys, in the automotive sector, these are the skills that are needed in the future. And then we provide the vehicle to train,
that's
to
important.
Upskill.
Yeah.
It's very important. But this center is not just looking at TASES participating. We are looking at the OEMs assisting us to say, guys, the qualifications that you are bringing right now, do they meet
the requirements
of jobs, of people that you are looking for within automotive? And also, do they meet the future skills?
Mm.
So that we are able to use our TTA as a conduit for people from university or from high school, in fact, to get into a system so that they know that when there is a new plant coming up and these are the skills that are being looked at, then we are able to show that there is a pool. We don't want companies coming to South Africa and saying there is no skill.
Yeah.
We have to run away from that. So one of the key roles that the TTA holds in the organization is exactly that. How do we bridge the gap and show the skills is there for us to meet the future skills that are required by our tenants, but also by the automotive industry, as well as the production industry in the whole. Mm-hmm. Because we have SEZ throughout South Africa who do not only specialize in automotive, but they also specialize in other productions, like you have your Dubai Trade Port, who even have the agricultural latest technology. You have your Richards Bay, you have your Kuha, you have the Vaal coming up. You've got different SEZ as a strategic way of attracting international investors to come here, but you don't want them to say there are no skills.
Yes.
So then our job is to create that skills pool. So the collaboration with schools, universities, we even have adopted Ribanalaga here is our school of specialization, mm-hmm. that we are looking at them whilst they are still young. So that I wish I can use a Zulu term. There's a Zulu term way of saying, how do you
there's just
capture.
To bring that, capturing the moment and the meaning of it. And what 100%. Is that word?
Okay, Zikoba is the same ones, which means you bend it what is still wet because it's easier to bend. But it means when you can catch the kids at an early stage and attract them into the automotive sector, then you're opening up a new world for them. Besides that, you're opening up new thoughts, new ways. Somebody thought of this EV, and now it's the in thing. And guess who's going to think about the new way of automotive? Are these kids.
Absolutely.
So if we can get them at high school and get them to be crazy, or you call them crazy, but they come up with a new concept that is going to be used in throughout the world, why not give them the opportunity? So these are the because at the end, TASES wants to create a center of excellence, which will have those robotics, those thought leadership issues, guys that are going to go bananas about new ways of doing things. And we are hoping that in the future, we'll be proud of saying one of those people that are doing something great comes from our Center of Excellence.
Well, in studio this evening, we have TASES. While they are bending the iron while it is hot, and they are definitely that bridge, you know, that vehicle that's going to close down the gap where it comes to skills in securing that our future is secured when it comes to our students knowing where to go and what to do. Can you give us, you know, we're going into impact and we want to hear stories.
Yes.
Can you share the measurable outcomes or success stories?
Yes.
If you can, you know, we've heard about the programs that you have so far and businesses that came on board, job created, and also it increased local value additions.
Yes.
Do you have a story you can share with our listener?
Well, I think the first story was that of the last mile.
That's the one.
But also I think the companies that are currently working at the zone, which are black owned mostly, and they are doing our maintenance in the zone. Those are some of the success stories that we are doing based on creating opportunities.
Mm.
We are still trying to find our feet with women-led companies. And we've partnered with companies that are specializing in women organization. I think there's one company called WASA that we are partnering with so that we are able to, because I cannot as a male know exactly what a woman wants. Ne?
No, we agree.
So we don't want to come out as people that have 100% solutions, but also we would look at the youth, you know, the youth organizations that are out there, but also most importantly for us, people with disability, we can't let them off.
And
we have to include them. And how do we align ourselves with that? And it's still a big gap for us. In the training space, we are training quite a lot of people with disability. I think in the business side, we still lack a bit more on that. And we need to improve. And we can do that by enrolling companies that are looking at only people with disability so that we collaborate. And also identify opportunities for MSMEs. I'll make an example. In phase two, for example, we can be looking at companies that are led by people with disability who can do your health and safety compliance, because we do need a safety file, but you don't need to be an abled person to assist MSMEs. Yes. So those are the things we are looking at. But, you know, you always find it very difficult to find them when we advertise on our website. But we need to now engage associations and businesses that are specializing in people with disability and look for those certain skills so that we can have an impact.
I love the inclusion. On 7 September 2023, you launched, a Woman of Says initiative.
Yes.
And that's just amazing. That just shows you've started from a long... You didn't just think about it last night, you know.
Yes.
You thought about this, about growth. You thought about success and inclusion.
Mm.
Now, despite support, many townships and emerging businesses still they face structural challenges.
Mm.
What are the biggest barriers today, and what innovative solution is this implementing to address them?
Yes. In general, you know, I think the biggest challenge that faces MSMEs is patience. You find that when we call them to come and train, most of them, they will tell us, guys, you've been training us for too long. And it's correct. We've been training them.
Yes.
And once you train, you create expectation that person is going to get a job. But I think what the mistake that the MSMEs look at is if you are trained by TASES, then you need to get a job at TASES.
Yep.
But we why not look at creating opportunities somewhere else? And then when TASES comes up and there's opportunity, then you can get that. And I think that's where maybe our training is not hitting the right mark with our MSMEs, where we are able to say to them, guys, it's not just only TASES or the tenants within the zone that you need opportunity. But if there's an automotive OEM out there that can, if you were to look at the opportunity there, then you'll be able to get some job. And that's impact. Without that training, that opportunity, you have not found it.
Yes.
So those are the things that I think are a gap. And also is you can't wake up today and say, I want to be a supplier for something. So if you are producing, you must know what you are producing, where you want to go. And then also talk to us then so that we can be able to assist. We are looking at partnership with your Department of Small Business Development, where we would be able to assist financially MSMEs that need support. We'd engage your SEDFA, would engage, I know that in our phase two, one of the biggest challenges in our phase one with MSMEs is that you get a contract, you go borrow money, your working capital. And the biggest challenge is that when you go to the banks, they say no.
Yeah. Why do they say no? I would want to hear this. Why do they say no?
Well, because I think their process, I wouldn't want to speak on behalf of the banks. I think one of the biggest challenge is when you get a contract from a company like TASES that you're supposed to do within 3 weeks. And you go and apply, and it takes a lot of compliance and a lot of red tape for you to get your working capital. Whereas in our contract, we tell you need to deliver at a certain time. The first part of your materials should be on site by that time.
Mm.
And then you find that they go to the banks tell you you're blacklisted, you don't have the track record and all that stuff, which really creates hindrance for MSMEs to benefit. Now, one of the roles that we are playing as TASES is, now how do we get people who can assist the MSMEs when we give them contracts and engage TASES so that when the contract is issued, one is you don't charge more than 5%.
Correct.
of interest that you've given them as a working capital. Because in our previous phases, the lessons learned is that you find that they will go to what you call your omashonis, I don't know what that is.
Yes.
and they will charge you 30% per month on what you've borrowed. So now we have given you an opportunity, but we've made you worse off. So how do we now ensure that in the future, when we give you an opportunity, you are able to make your profit? Yes. And part of our SMME team is to go around, find people that do that so that they are able to give the MSMEs that power of accessing funds within 48 hours, not more than 5 days, and know that there is a backup of TASES confirming that the contract is from them.
Absolutely.
So these are the challenges that they face. But also on the automotive, as I said before, one of the biggest challenges is aligning what they produce to the quality of what the tenant is looking for. And that gap is not an easy gap to close. Hence, you will need companies who understand what the tenant requires, and they can now impart that knowledge into the MSMEs so that they align with the expectation of the tenants. And that opportunity is something that we are working on, that we are hoping in the next financial year there will be some traction. So I can come up and say, okay, we've executed that, and this is where we are right now, because the success will not be immediate. The success will take a while.
That's positive, hey?
Yes.
Leading Africa into the future. So we're getting to the closing right now, but for businesses outside there listening right now, and feeling inspired, what steps should they do or take to get involved with disease?
Yes.
And what advice would you give them to be ready and position themselves?
Yes. I think for me, what they need to do to get to meet us, firstly, we've got our website where we advertise opportunities, but also we've got what do you call this,
Your social media. Correct.
We've got the social media, but also we've also created a relationship with what we call your CPC, which is your community project committee, which also is able to impart opportunities to MSMEs around our targeted areas, which are represented by each and every area that we represent. And so we try by all means to use all the avenues so that MSMEs are able to take opportunities. But the opportunities for now that we will have is that when we move to phase two, those who are in construction, get your papers ready, get your compliance ready, get your CIDP ready, get yourself ready, engage other people so that you are able to collaborate if you can, so that you can get opportunities. What we try and manage is we don't want a CIDP level 3 competing with the CIDP level 1. So we try to manage how that can be done so that we create opportunities for level 1s, level 2s, level 3s, up to the highest level of CIDP. But also within the zone, we do advertise opportunities in the space of maintenance, your plumber. We look for your electricians. We look for maintenance of the whole zone, HVAC, your lifts. But you have to go and look at our website and get those opportunities. They will not come to you. You need to go and find them.
You go onto the website and it's the zes.co.za, and then you will scroll down onto your opportunities. Now, if you want to go onto the social media handles, you will find Facebook and Instagram, and you'll find LinkedIn.
Yes.
Correct. It's there. And I can tell you currently what's under the opportunities. ICT Steering Committee Chairperson. There's two positions currently available.
Okay,
so,
fantastic.
It's still open. Yes. So I'm just telling the listener, it's easy to go onto the website. It's easy to maneuver around, like let the opportunity find you, or you must go out there. But I want to thank you, CBC. So thank you for sharing these insights. What we've learned tonight is that TASES Enterprise and Supplier Development Program is a gateway to the automotive industry, offering practical pathways for MMSEs and township businesses to grow, create jobs, and contribute to inclusive economic development. If you're an entrepreneur looking to integrate into automotive value chain, TASES is your platform. And he wants to say something more.
Yes, I just want to say to the listeners that, you know, one of our tagline is we're shaping the future of automotive excellence. And by shaping the future, it doesn't mean we won't make mistakes. There will be mistakes, but we need to communicate about those mistakes. You need to tell us. But talk to us. We are open. I think you heard our leader, the CEO, a couple of weeks ago, if not a week ago. And you could see the energy and also what he wanted us as TASES and the team that is doing implementing the programs to do. But we also have a great team. You've got people that I work with, that we work together, companies that we collaborate. In our ESD part, we've got a gentleman called Teboho and Stanley, very energetic people who are executing all our opportunities in the SMMEs. And you will be calling a lot of them in our phase two, and I hope they are ready with that. We also have opened up opportunities for interns who are currently training on different things, SMMEs, administration, and stuff. So there are things that we are doing, but we are open for business, and we want people to be able to engage us and be able to tell us what are the mistakes we are doing, but also share the good stories of the work that they get from TASES. Thank you for hosting me.
The Tshwane Automotive Special Economic Zone is Africa's first automotive city, an industrial hub that provides investors with a wide range of offerings to help their businesses flourish. So that's all from the Unlocking Opportunities at TASES exclusive interview this evening. Until next time, let's keep building businesses, creating jobs, and driving transformation one opportunity at a time.
2020 was a groundbreaking year. Since then, the Tshwane Automotive Special Economic Zone has attracted a number of global automotive manufacturers, creating sustainable and meaningful job opportunities. Based in the heart of the city of Tshwane, we are mandated to transform the automotive sector and contribute to the country's social and economic development imperatives. TASES, Africa's first automotive city.
Today's edition of The Host was proudly brought to you by the Tshwane Automotive Special Economic Zone, TASES.
You are listening to Kwerk FM, Kestera's number one. Kwerk FM.